Murkowski defends backing Biden infrastructure deal. Pshibika slams her for money not making it to Alaska. By Wendell Hasebo on October 27, 2022. Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., in Thursday's debate defended supporting the Biden administration's $3.5 trillion infrastructure package, while challenger Kelly Pshibika ripped her for the money not making it to Alaska. You co-sponsored the legislation, essentially admitting that there are significant flaws in the infrastructure bill and our ability to get access to this infrastructure, Pshibika said. The 25% of the money that was set aside for infrastructure has actually been buried by Biden's bureaucrats under regulations designed to kill all infrastructure, she continued. We got stuck with all the inflation from the infrastructure bill you wrote, Pshibika said about the soaring inflation fueled by the bill. But the appropriations that have been made available are hiding in the executive branch behind Biden's bureaucrats. They are not actually accessible. So she then sponsored legislation to get rid of this regulatory framework, Pshibika explained. One of the things we have to do in the next session is clearing the way of these regulatory hurdles from the Biden administration through the nominees that you confirmed have set up to block our access to infrastructure. Murkowski has voted with Senate Democrats 9 times in the last 2 years. It's important that we need this infrastructure, Murkowski claimed. It is funding that is coming out to the communities as we speak. Murkowski has outspent Pshibika by about $7.5 million, though polling shows Pshibika is leading by a slim margin. 85% of Murkowski's campaign contributions have come from out-of-state donors, such as the Senator Mitch McConnell-backed Super PAC, raising questions about where her interests lie. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.